guys, it's Kathy with What's Your Story, and today is a real treat. I have my friend from college, Charlie Bonglin. Hey, Charlie.
Hi.
Oh my gosh, so excited you're here with me today. Okay, so first question I'm going to ask is, tell me about yourself.
So, my name's Charlie. I am a nurse, previously a teacher, currently work out in Beverly Hills. Been doing this for 4 years now, and... yeah.
Awesome. I love it. My nurse friend. So, okay, what are you up to these days?
Other than working a lot, trying to travel and see more of the world, and working on my personal self and health, working out a lot.
Didn't you go on a trip recently? Where'd you go?
I did. I recently just came back from Cambodia. I did a medical mission out there. Working for a week, giving healthcare and education, out in a small province, out in Cambodia, and then also went to Vietnam, and then came back. But
didn't you go to Jerusalem too?
Yes,
you were my world traveling friend.
So all these trips I've been on for medical missions. First one was Peru. Second one was in Jordan, which then I went to Egypt and Jerusalem, and then the third was Cambodia. So all of them are medical missions, either surgical or just medical, giving education to people out in those countries, and at the same time traveling and seeing world wonders.
I love it. Well, real quick, which trip was your favorite?
Oh, I'd have to say Peru, to be honest with you,
okay,
because it was my first, pushed me out of my comfort zone, and I went by myself, so I didn't know anybody on this trip, and it was my first time testing my skills outside of the United States.
What year was that? A couple years back?
2017, I just started.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. 2017. Oh, awesome.
And then I got to go to Machu Picchu, so that was
wow.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, that's amazing. So, okay, I guess the $1 million question that I love asking on the podcast is, if you can give advice to your younger self, Shirley, what would it be?
So I have a lot of advice for my younger self.
That's good.
Because your younger self is stupid. So, most importantly, I would tell myself that I'm not my failures. You make a lot of mistakes.
Right.
And at times you think you're like knee deep in those things. But you have to remember that those things will pass. And when you think that like it's overwhelming,
mm-hmm.
I think I was told this before, like that you feel like you're being tested, that like someday, like don't worry, this test will like be your testimony, like your message, or mm-hmm. if you feel like your life is a hot mess, like it will be your message at some point. So like don't sweat the small stuff, let yourself like breathe through those things, and mm-hmm. like and allow yourself to know that these failures don't define you, like you. Yeah,
that's good. It doesn't define you. That's right.
Also, definitely I would tell myself to be more outgoing. Kathy, you know this about me. I feel like I'm more introverted than extroverted. Definitely not what's portrayed on social media. Yeah, be careful of that. Sometimes social media can be a lie. I'm an observer. I like to watch and slowly get to know people, but sometimes you just have to take the leap and be more outgoing. I have to consciously like put myself in those situations, so I think that if you tend to be introverted, you should definitely try your best, because it's worth meeting new people and getting to know them. Yeah. And what was the last thing I would tell myself? Oh, yeah, to be grateful for the things that you have, and the people you have in your life. Because, oh, this is sad. Well, because I'm a nurse, you know that not everybody will be around all the time, so be grateful for the time that you have with them. And then also, yeah, for where you're at in your life. It's growth. Like,
that's good. It's kind of appreciating the time you have with them, but honoring that there's purpose in meeting them at the time you're meeting them, really.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
that's good. Oh, well, Charlie, thank you so much for meeting with me today. It was a real treat just to listen to you. I mean, we've been friends for so long, and I mean, from college and now me having kids and just being part of each other's lives. Well, thanks everyone for tuning in, and hopefully you can tune in next week.
All right, thanks, take guys.
Care. Bye.